You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We got a call yesterday from a guy who lives down in Castle Rock. And he was talking about being in some dad's group down in Castle Rock.
Like Castle Rock Dads or something, wasn't it?
Yeah. But what was funny about the conversation is that he was going on and on about all the good stuff that they do and how they are good members of the community. And after a while, I started kind of rolling my eyes like, all right, what is going on? You know, it's just an excuse for a bunch of guys to get together and drink beer.
Dom started bad-mouthing them.
Bad-mouthing?
You
did.
You're like,
all
you guys do is get drunk. And
I mean, no, I didn't say get drunk. I said get together and drink beer.
Which insinuates getting drunk.
And yes, I expect groups like that to do good things. But what the way he was piling on made it sound like they were all these Superman guys that all they care about is doing great things for the community. I'm like, after a while, I get a little cynical. Okay?
Listen, I did. I went ahead and hopped onto the Dads of Castle Rock Community Outreach page on Facebook.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, man. They do a lot of good. They really do. They're raising money for families in need. They're picking up litter on highways. They did a pancake breakfast for some people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that oozes goodness when you do a pancake breakfast. So I just want to give the Dads of Castle Rock a virtual fist bump since Dom was bad-mouthing you guys yesterday. I think you're doing some incredible things.
I'm speaking for the other 99.99% of our listeners who are rolling their eyes also like,
you guys
are all super dads. Okay. Whoa,
they
right,
are, man.
Fine. But maybe it's also because I'm not part of any group anymore. I've been parts of groups and clubs before, but I'm not anymore.
And I think I said that off the air. I was like, they would kick you out of that dad group so fast. You'd be at one meeting and they'd ask you to leave. They'd be like, please leave.
I don't have time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for DT and their group.
Who's the famous comic who said, you know, I wouldn't want to be a member of any group that would have me as a member?
I don't know that one.
Yeah, I'm not a member of a group. Are you a member of a group?
The only thing I can think of is right now is the HOA, which it's pros and cons. I would like to start a group. I will say that. Dare I say some sort of fun dad group in Little Fun. Or I've considered doing some sort of like brew crew because I like going to breweries and supporting, you know, those types of businesses. I'm actually putting together
guys going out and drinking. You're kind of making my point.
Let me finish. I am putting together a blood drive on, I believe it's January 13th with a brewery down by me. Details to come. Where you go and you donate a pint and you get a pint. So I'm trying to start something. Mm-hmm. So yes, I will eventually be part of a very large group. Okay. It'll be known around the nation.
I love the pint for a pint thing. That's
fantastic. I do. Yeah, so we're going to be doing
cheers
that.
Cheers to you for that.
Thank
cheers,
you.
Literally.
But other than that, HOA right now is all I got, man.
Oh, you don't want to count that.
It's a group.
Yeah, but you don't want to count that. Talk about some of the most despised people on the planet. Yeah, I'm part of the HOA. I'm the one who turns down your request.
But we're a fun HOA. We're really lighthearted.
Stand
we're
back,
not
everyone.
Strict.
I don't know if lightning can come through the window.
We'll let anybody paint their house lime green. Whatever. At least I'm associating with some people. You got nothing.
I got nothing. Joy wrote in. She goes, super dads. Are any of them super hot? Thank you,
Joy. Super dads. That's funny.
I'm kind of speaking. And Joy and I are speaking for the rest of us. Scott says, I'm a member of a group of very talented knife throwers.
Whoa, holy cow. All right.
Yeah, okay.
Dads at Castle Rock are a good group, and they do a lot for a community, says Angie.
That's wonderful. I'm really proud of them.
Quit bad. Is it just because it's dads and you're like, you associate dads with all these guys that sit on lazy boys and scratch themselves? I really do think that.
I'm just skeptical of here's what I'm skeptical of.
What's
I'm
that?
Skeptical of groups whose whole reason for being is to tell everyone what great people they are. You know me, I'm a fan of doing things and doing it quietly. But everyone who's like rushes to constantly talk about how wonderful they are, after a while, I'm not saying, you know, like your pint for a pint thing, you need to shout that from the mountaintop. That's great.
Well, I do want some people to show up, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, because it's great. But if your whole reason for being is to always talk about what great people you are, I'm like, after a while, I'm like, okay, I got to pay some bills. You go over there and be great.
All right, all right.
You see what I'm saying?
No.
You're sucking up is what you're
doing.
No,
I'm not.
I'm the only one who doesn't suck up on this show. It's like...
I think, like right now, like I'm reading that they raised like $100,000 for this pancake breakfast to help people in need. I'm like, put that on there.
Give me the whole list.
I think it drums up additional support.
Like, perfect human beings.
I think it drums up additional support.
Okay, then I'm wrong.
Thank you.
And no one else feels the way I do.
You're right for being wrong.
All right, now let's move on. I want to get out of Castle Rock for just
please.
A moment. We're going to open this up to everybody. What group or club do you belong to? Because I got nobody. I'm not a member of a group or a club.
Oh, here's a choir club.
A what club?
Voices Rock Denver, a choir club with 200 plus people. And they perform all around Denver.
That. From Katie.
I bet they're annoying.
Okay,
though, right?
That's cool.
They're annoying.
So, no, wait a minute. No, remember, you're supposed to suck up to everybody.
I bet you they're like singing all the time.
Here's our phone number. Now you can call us, you can text us, either way, but we want to know what part what group or club do you belong to?
Yeah.
Especially the one, you know, the ones that might make us kind of chuckle.
Well, Katie, if you are with Voices Rock Denver, call us. I want you to sing for us a little bit. I want to hear you sing.
Every time we get somebody on the phone who's a singer, they always refuse to sing.
Well, don't seize up. Call us, Katie. Sing something.
303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. One quick call before we run into the break, and then we'll take calls on the other side. Let's have a few laughs. Hey, Leah, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to agree with you, Dom, because I am also part of, well, I own a nonprofit that is a local community one, yeah. And I am also skeptical of some of those groups who like to do nothing but showboat. It doesn't take away from the good that they do, but it is also, you also have to kind of give them that side eye, like, okay, so why are you so self-serving and trying to be so boastful about it? Like, just do the good deed and carry on with it. You don't have to tell the whole world from the mountaintops about all the cool things you just did, because that's kind of murderish.
Well, how are you going to have a Facebook page without, you know, shouting it to the rooftops?
Right. Well, it's, you know, word of mouth. People in the community see the good deeds. They add their own people. You don't have to be the only person to yell about it. Just saying.
Hey, look, it's rare that I find people who agree with me anymore, Leah. So, look, I'm going to embrace you, because I'm going to be, like, tarred and feathered before you know it.
It's getting ugly.
Leah's got my back. You go have a great day, okay?
Bye, Leah.
I'm not a member of a club, and I don't know, maybe I should feel bad. I'm not in a club. Oh. Phones are lighting up, and tons of text messages on this, too. Let's see. I love that Julie's writing in about how she's a room mom. I love that.
Yeah, I wrote back to her and told her that my wife does the room momming, and I love it because then I get the scoop of what's going on at the school all the time, kind of the inside gossip. I love that.
She's kind of giving me the feels because my mom was a room mom, and so I get a little misty-eyed thinking about that.
Yeah.
That's good. Some of the other ones that are coming through are funny. Wasn't Kenny who said he's in a group called the Homeowners of Southwest Littleton Against HOAs?
I saw that.
That's so good. Ange says she's part of a bad moms group. Yes.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Bring out the box wine.
Yes. I like the snarky kind of stuff. Instead of saying, we're always doing great things for the community, she's like, I'm in a group of bad moms. Those are the people that I would want to hang with.
Yeah.
That's like how I used to, I was not a smoker, but I loved hanging out with people who smoked at the doing their smoke breaks outside. They always had the more fun things to say.
That's where all the trash talking goes on, right?
Yes, it was always fantastic. I would hang with the smokers. They were considered, you know, outsiders and everything, and shunned by people. It's like, hey, they're actually a little bit more fun.
Yeah.
Than other people. Here's Katie on the phone. This isn't the Katie who's in the singing club, are you?
Invoices Rock. That's me.
Yay, you called.
She's going to sing for you, Jeremy.
Are you still at Starbucks? Because I talked to her off the air. She said she was in line at Starbucks.
Oh.
I got my drink.
Okay, you're out of there. Okay. Well, now
are you
really
going to sing for Jeremy?
Really,
is that why you called?
I can't belt because I've got a vocal cord injury, but I can do my best.
Of course you do.
I legit had vocal notes like pitch perfect. It was not fun.
All right there, Akka Awesome. Sing me something. Right.
We just want 10 seconds of it. 10 seconds. Ready, go.
My mama told me when I was young, we're all born perfect, babe.
Now, is there any other clubs that you're interested in?
I can't read my music and drive at the same time, so that's about all I got.
Katie, we're just messing with you.
I'm
we
not.
Love you. Thank
I
you.
I love
for
you, though,
listening.
Katie.
And thanks for calling.
Bye. That was. She's in a club? For singing?
She had vocal surgery. Get off
okay.
her back.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Angela, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
What Hi. Club are you in?
I belong to a social run club. And what makes it fun is that it's a part of a shop. So it's a running shop in the front, and it's a brewery in the back. So
hey,
you go and, whoa. You run, and then you get a half-price pint.
I would run right to the back of that place is what I would do.
Fantastic.
What a great concept.
See, I like that a lot.
That's really cool. That's very
Angela,
cool.
thank you for being on the show. You know, I misspoke, too, because I have my group of friends that we call ourselves the Pub Club. That's the actual name of it.
Yeah, there you go.
But I don't ever get to see those guys anymore. I just saw Milo a couple of weeks ago, but otherwise I don't see him. So I'm kind of the outcast of the Pub Club now, too.
Right. Well, you got to move back.
Angela, thank you for that. Stephanie, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
So what club are you in?
Okay, it's not me. It's my husband. I would never claim this. He is part of the BFRO. That's the Bigfoot Research Organization.
Oh, these guys are legit.
They are. They've got like shows and everything. Ugh.
So do they travel the country looking for Bigfoot?
I don't know. Look.
Do they have meetings? And?
Yes, they do. They do, yes. And he's convinced the little town I'm from in Ohio, somebody's claimed that they spotted a Bigfoot. Not even. I don't believe it.
Really?
Not in Ohio.
Huge meeting there, and he was like, oh my gosh, have you ever seen a Bigfoot? Never.
He is obsessed.
When they have their meetings, does somebody dress up as Bigfoot, I hope?
Oh,
does
yeah.
at least one person wear the costume or something?
Like, I would run the opposite way from, I don't know.
They just have one guy that shows up that's really hairy.
Oh, maybe.
Have you ever sat in on the meetings?
No, heck no.
No?
Heck no.
I'd be so curious as to what goes on.
Oh my God.
No,
I want to know if they have like a...
podcasts and stuff, like I hear enough of it and my eyes can't roll any further than the
I like your style a lot.
Funny
stuff.
Funny.
Thank you for being on the show. Have a fun day, okay?
You too. Bye.
See you later.
Great. You know what? I have to correct myself again. Besides Pub Club, Cody wrote in and said, Tom, what are you talking about? You run a club. It's the Mindbender Club.
Hey.
That's exactly
that's right.
And it's got like 6,000 members. That's okay, I stand corrected. I guess I was thinking of more like social club, but
yeah.
I run the Mindbender Club.
Well, there you have it.
What an idiot
you
I
win.
Am. I'm an idiot. Ellen, good morning. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Are you in clubs?
Yeah, I'm in actually several organizations, but the one that's just pure fun is my Bunko Ladies. We get together once a month to play Bunko.
Oh,
no,
you bet
you
guys
get together
tear
to
it
drink,
up.
Ellen.
You tear
you
it up.
Get together to drink. Just say it.
Yes,
just
well,
say it.
There's a little of that and a little of eating, a lot of gossip. and we roll dice while doing it.
See, I like your style, too. I am glad you called. Have a fun day, okay?
You too.
See you later.
All right, the Bunko groups, yes. Joy is in the National Speleological Society.
What the hell is that?
I don't know. Go look it up.
Hey, Alexa.
Daisy says, I'm a dance mom. Why did I agree to this?
Oh, they explore caves. This is the Speleological Society. They're cave people. Didn't she call the other day? Somebody called.
We were
was
talking
a,
about. She was the one. She the one who corrected me and said there's spelunkers and
then
there's cavers.
Yeah, she was a caver.
listen, there's a whole lot of people who are writing in on text to agree with me, but about the stuff like the dads groups or whatever. But some of them are turning quite nasty, and I can't go that because I'm having fun with this. But some people are getting nasty about it, and I can't have that. Yeah. Even the dads of Castle Rock know that I've got a twinkle in my eye as I bust their chops a little bit.
Yeah. There's Daisy, who's a dance mom.
Yeah.
I'm in a dance club. Somebody wrote in, and they're in a video game club and a band club. I didn't write back with my, you know, line of what does your girlfriend think about those? I didn't do it.
Here Brad says, does a guild in World of Warcraft count?
Sure, Brad.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Nerd.
Yeah.
Hey, there's Joy. She sent a picture of her in a cave with her little hat on with a flashlight.
See, it seems like it would be really
She's
dark.
Got her little flashlight hat on.
Ashley says a shout out to my fellow book clubbers. Yeah, there's a lot of book club people. And listen, book clubs are drinking groups too.
Yeah.
I mean, why doesn't anyone just tell, like, it was like, why do we have to tiptoe around this? Book clubs are drinking groups. I know two dozen women in book clubs, and they get together and they drink, and occasionally the book will come up.
I somehow got sucked into Where the Crawdads Sing. So Nicole read it, and she's passed it on to, like, three of her girlfriends who read it, and now it's back to me, the same book. I'm reading it, and me and the girls, we're going to get together and watch the movie when I'm done reading it.
That's adorable.
Isn't that cute?
That's really
just
adorable.
Me and the ladies with the crawdads singing.